Let's be free to be ourselves, to have a tremendous enjoyment in all settings, with joy to spread and share. I want to give you some suggestions today for leaving social anxiety behind you, and to leave behind any level of undesired shyness or discomfort with people. Stick around. After our chat, we will close the podcast with a free music and relaxation track. This is a remix of a song and relaxation session I made called Comfortable. It has 432 hertz tuning, river sounds, and subliminal affirmations for experiencing peace. Since we are getting free from any affliction like social anxiety, that recording may help us to feel comfortable. Also, please check out my new podcast called Shine and Rise. The first show is available and talks about having what you like, and also having a perception that frees you from confining forces and limiting concepts. I offer a couple easy tips on that show, which I encourage you to try out. The Shine and Rise podcast is free on iTunes. You may get there searching iTunes for Shine and Rise, or it may be more direct to just look me up in iTunes, Tyrus Gray. Or I'll have links, a player, and any info on my site, tyrusgray.com. Now, I should explain why a second podcast. Well, here on the End Depression podcast, we relate topics to the process of rising out of depression. The Shine and Rise podcast will be similar and can bring us even further along with concepts for a practical spiritual practice. I remember years ago going to see a movie with a few friends. It was a thoughtful film of some kind. I don't really remember. But what I do remember is afterward, these friends and I were walking and they began to talk about the movie. One of them tried to bring me into the conversation, asking me what I thought. I probably mumbled something, not for the purpose of exploring what we could learn from the movie, but for the purpose of getting the attention off of me as quickly as possible. You see, I was in such a deep state of discomfort socially, I'm embarrassed to say, I later confused that friend by asking him, "Why did you ask me to talk about the movie?" You see what happened? I was so consumed with how I might appear in that social exchange that I didn't really function as a friend. And I wasn't free to be me. There were times on my first job when I would normally work by myself through the night, but then all the employees were expected to get together and talk about what they'd been observing and their progress. I was asked to speak about my responsibilities, and my voice would usually sound something like this because I'd be not comfortable. So today we're talking about social anxiety, and I haven't experienced it too severely. But who knows, if someone jumped into my body, they may consider it to have been extreme. But I've become way more comfortable than I had been earlier in life. I'll still feel tense when I'm in crowds and can get uncomfortable around people, but I have some definite tips I want to tell you. Let's just get to those tips. When feeling something like anxiousness, become aware of where in your body you experience this emotion. Likely, it is a constricted feeling, like shoulders feeling clenched together, or stomach or head or neck tightened and seeming constrictive. Well, Visualize a vaporous image of this area of your body. Visualize that area expanding. Now, you can visualize a little expansion, or you can see it expanding the size of the room, or expanding the size of the earth, whatever feels comfortable for you. And this is just a visualization. Your body doesn't need to change dramatically. You just want to mentally break out of that constricted pattern. Remember, your peaceful practices can carry over into social settings. If you meditate or do yoga at home alone, or in a setting or a group which you find comfortable, you can later remember and bring forth that same feeling when you are in a crowd. And we did a recent podcast about meditation. If you want to explore meditation further, you could listen back to that. Well, something else to try. If you have someone or some being you view as pure consciousness, whether that is God, Jesus, Buddha, or whomever, see all people as that. In truth, all people are the divine. Interactions can become very rich when you acknowledge solely the God or Christ consciousness or Buddha nature or pure consciousness in all people. This becomes exciting. Instead of feeling dread in interactions, you can become excited like, wow, here is my opportunity to see the Buddha or talk to the Buddha. You might even say, oh, he is a crazy Buddha who doesn't even know he is the Buddha. Or, wow, I am in a whole grocery store full of Buddhas. They may not act like it, but what happens next is quite radical. You actually draw out that nature within them. Social anxiety may arouse some primal mechanism where we view people as a threat, but you can try this exercise and see the divine in everyone. I recently heard it said that social anxiety is being ashamed. I'm not sure if that fully defines it in all cases, but this is a very important thought. Don't be ashamed. You are the perfect divine. You are infinite pure being, never to be judged. There is no judgment. Sure, there can be all sorts of seemingly mixed up storylines and feelings and confused choices and perceived identities in this dream through which we swim, but pure awareness is what we are, a perfection that never wavers. It is not dependent on any story or outcome or physical achievement. If you worry about other people judging you, a wonderful thing to do is to not judge them. How does this work? Well, somehow it does. You rise above the world of judgments yourself, and you stop worrying about it. If you feel shy or timid in conversations, try in your mind to make the interaction not be about how you appear. Care about what you say. Care about the other person. Social settings are not for you to impress a certain performance onto those who view you. With the couple stories that I started telling you of seeing a movie and being uncomfortable talking about it, or being uncomfortable having to speak at work, it's most likely that fear and a negative sense of self was embedded in my subconscious for me to feel that uncomfortable. Well, this is why it's so important to get positive messages into our awareness. Every day, know that you are a divine, perfect spiritual being. Also, it is possible to like the excitement that we had once experienced as nervousness or anxiety. Who would have thought that now I actually enjoy speaking to people? The excited feeling is itself neutral. You can use the feeling for what you prefer. When I started doing the singer-songwriter thing, of course, I would feel nervous getting up in front of an audience, but I began to like that energy. And if you like it, there is no longer that cycle where the energy is experienced as discomfort. You may use the charge of excitement for participating in the way you choose. After all, it could seem inappropriate to not feel some excitement if you are speaking or on a date with someone or singing a song. Oh, and we almost said nothing about alcohol in this podcast about social anxiety. Well, I know many people integrate alcohol into most all social settings. I don't need to have a moral stance on this, but I will say you are in your best state when you are free from toxins. If you want to feel your very best, have as close to zero toxicity as possible. Alcohol is hard on a body. Your social interactions can be whatever you choose and don't have to involve drinking alcohol. Also, be careful to not use alcohol or any substance or any attitude that leads you into disregard for a responsible life. You don't want the consequences that can come from being so-called trashed or smashed. Respect your spirit and your heart. And don't drink to where you wake up at a stranger's house or some other complicated mess. I'll just add one more thought about partying being the central part of people's social life. Time can move quickly. It is so easy for someone to be loading up at bars during their 20s and wake up one day and they are still doing the same thing decades later, except now further risking their health by that long-term drinking. Live your life on purpose. There is so much that can be said about this topic. I'd love to hear from you about whatever is on your mind. I am at tyrusgray.com. Let's get to my song and nature recording. This is called Comfortable. You'll hear music followed by a nice Oregon river. The subliminal affirmations say, it will all be fine, and I am at peace.